Coffee.
Called this podcast Bridget's Bagel because I'm the host, Bridget Grant, and I assumed, perhaps wrongly, that everyone loves bagels. So much you can put in them, like the exotic mix on this podcast. I wouldn't recommend peanut butter, though, because as a mix with a bagel, it's like eating concrete. I could try hosting while eating a bagel in the future, interviewing some wonderful celebrity and chewing. There's something for us all to look forward to. Before I introduce the featured star of this podcast, I'd like to quickly mention my friend Jack, who listened to this show and rang me up to tell me how much he enjoyed it. I thought that was kind of him. And Jack's a very funny man, big bagel eater too. And he was perplexed. In fact, he was troubled by my pronunciation of the word bagel. To call it a bagel is a travesty, said Jack. It's a bagel. And he said it to me just like that, bagel, as though he were about to throw one at me in an East End alley. There's no denying that bagel is, in fact, how my grandmother pronounced it, along with everyone else who grew up in London's East End. Venture down to Shoreditch in E1, and you'll see for yourself that the oldest bagel bakery in London is the Bagel Bake Brick Lane Bakery. Oh, gosh, try saying that after a few vodkas. Well, Jack, it isn't a travesty. You're right. Bagel is an Americanization of bagel, which is in fact a Yiddish word, I think. Don't ask me what it really means, because I'll be bombarded by experts from the old country. It might be a ring, could be a stirrup. Feel free to write to me. Seamlessly, I will now shift this intro from London's Brick Lane to Mir Shearim in Jerusalem, Israel. Interestingly, Jerusalem bagel is a thin oblong ring encrusted with sesame. But actually, it's not the bread I'm interested in. Now we're in Jerusalem. It's Dov Leib Lichtman, the veteran star of Israel. I first saw him in the black comedy thriller Big Bad Wolves in 2013. It's a brilliant film. I was late to the Dov party, though, because Israelis have been watching his talent for years in comedy, on stage, and in many films, including Shoelaces, for which he won the 2018 Ophir Award for Best Supporting Actor. But it wasn't until the Israeli series Shtizel appeared on Netflix that the rest of the world got to see Dov Lichtman. Set in Jerusalem, within the most Orthodox Jewish community, Yes TV's Shtizel is produced by Dikla Barkay, a wonderful woman. It's written by Ori Alon and Yohanan Dursky. It's brilliant. And if you haven't seen it, change that, because the script, the acting, the story, it's fantastic, and is about much more than a small Orthodox family. It's about life in the most human of ways. At the heart of this drama and head of the family is the wry, charismatic and soulful widower, Rabbi Shulam Shtizel, played by Dov Lichtman, who has won the Israeli Academy Award, in fact, for Best Actor in a Leading Role twice. Just for this show. He has fans all over the world who love him. And the show has fans all over the world who love it. And they were all chomping at the bit to know when season 3 was starting. And now it has. Remarkably, it was filmed during lockdown in the scorching heat. They had their beards stuck on with glue. Don't ask me which lockdown it was, because I've lost track. The best thing of all is that Dov agreed to talk to me at the end of the shoot for the new season, and he still had his Shulam Tash in place.
I'm sorry for joining you late.
Don't worry.
There was a problem here with the internet, so here.
Oh, you're there.
Here we come. Here we come.
Hi.
Here we are. Hi. My mustache is for Shtizel, the third season. We should know the third season of Shtizel.
I know.
That's why, yes. And those are the last days of shooting it. So more few days, I shave off the mustache. So still I have it. I mean, they glue my beard on me and I grow just my mustache.
So that's the real bit. That's the only real bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the health.
What was it like to come back to shooting again? How did it feel?
Great, because first, you know, I love so much the crew, and I mean the actors and the director and everything, and the writing, you know, the writers and what. And I like this role so much, maybe than more than any other role I ever made, you know. I'm afraid to say such a thing, but it's a life role, really.
What it means to us, though. You, I think we are in love with you, you know. We've fallen in love with you.
Now I'm falling in love with you, too.
You know, you make us, cry.
You are in London now, isn't it?
Yeah, London. And your performance in that show, it touches hearts like, you know, you made us cry. I mean, there are moments in the show where, like, when you've been in the closet after your wife dies and you're with the clothes.
Oh,
and
my God.
What was in your head when you were shooting that scene?
Thank you so much. Thank you. So what I had in my head that time, you know, this part, what I had in my head, is the situation. You have always to be in the situation, you know, and it was a sad situation. And it was what I have in my mind generally is the text. It's the wonderful text, and it starts from the writers. Really, they are genius. They are so good, these two writers, Indowski and Ori Alon. They're incredible, really, really, really. The best text I ever read, as for a role, you know, for a series. I remember this scene. I remember it very well. It was great because the director let me be like I was with myself there, and no one was there. Those are minutes you have to know. That's why you are an actor. That there's no photographer, and now there are the closets of my wife, and the closet of my wife, and. It's always brings you, I mean, it always brings you many associations from private life. And that was touches you too, because experience of life generally, less or more, I mean, someone is climbing on the Everest and someone is not, but what is here inside, it's experiences that anyone have.
How does it feel? Because they're young. I mean, you've worked. Well, like when you did Big Bad Wolves and things like, you work with young.
Did you see? You saw Big Bad Wolves.
Yeah, of course. Mm. And you, there's so much young talent in Israel, a remarkable, like, kind of visionary filmmaking and talent and ideas. Do you wish, in a way, that because you're at this point in your career, you're like one of the veterans? Do you wish that they'd been around when you were younger, that you would have had, or is this content for you? Are you happy with this?
No, I am happy with this. I am really, really, really very happy with this. I never said myself, because you can never know. I mean, it's not that I never regret, but you can never know what would be if it. I will never say, oh, if it would be, because really, this industry of movies, of cinema in Israel, lately is something great, really something
extraordinary.
I never thought, because I'm still alive. If I would look from upstairs, maybe I would say, why wasn't it when I was on this world in Israel when it happened? So, but I'm here. It's a wonderful time for me, and it's a wonderful time that it, and each time comes in is now. It's the time of Corona.
Go on, admit it. You're in love with him too, aren't you? And he has a lovely, lovely poetic take on everything. He's delicious. Dov Glickman was born in Israel, which is a small country. Not that you'd know it. So much fuss is made about it. You'd assume it was the same size as Russia, but it isn't. It's only 22,145 kilometers square, which actually has its advantages. You bump into people you know a lot. This is particularly true for actors who frequently find themselves working with co-stars from their previous show. This could be arduous. Well, I mean, you know what actors are like, but not when they're working with Dov Glickman. All his co-stars describe him as warm, welcoming, and funny. This is particularly true of Sasson Gabbé. Sasson Gabbé plays Schlimm's cantankerous brother, Nochem, in Stiesel. The actors have known each other for years, and they had the best fun working on the TV satire, Zuhuze. And now they're in a series called Stockholm, in which they both play professors embroiled in a murder. But it is as Stiesel siblings that we know and love them. And Dov, bless him, feels the same way.
There's a big love between us. Really, really. I love him so much. He's a great actor and a great friend.
You don't love Nochem, though. Nochem's not such a great guy, is he?
Because of him, I like also Nochem. I forgive Nochem for many things. Nochem is really a bad guy, and he is making a bad name to Jewish people. It's not.
There is that point.
He's very Jew.
I know.
He's very Jew. Very Jew. He's a great guy, and we are really like. We became like brothers. We know each other for many years. Not so close as now, and we never worked so close as now. Now we are. It's the time that we are closest than any other time. But it was a great partner and a great colleague and he's a great guy, and it's fantastic. Really, we are like brothers from choosing, not from birth.
With your, because obviously you know your character so well now. Did you, because no one wants to know what happens in season 3. Anytime anyone mentions it, people go, no, I don't want to know, because they want to come
they're
to
right.
it. Yeah, they want right. to come to it. It's a gift, so you don't want to spoil it. But did you suggest things that they listen to or have ideas about Schlimm?
The only suggestion I had, because I really don't have, my nature as an actor is always changing text, really, really, especially, and I'm there generally, mostly, I'm a comedian. So I must bring it from myself, and I change a lot. Here, I didn't change anything, really anything, because it's perfect, really, it's genial. It's 10 because it also the story and the dialogue and everything. They invaded, you know, Hebrew is a tough language. There isn't really an understatement in Hebrew, and they invaded understatement in their Hebrew and their text. The only suggestion that I had for this season is that I stopped smoking. This guy smokes a lot.
Yeah.
Schlimm smokes really, really a lot. And I enjoyed the other seasons so much to smoke there while they were shooting. I mean, it was great. And I stopped smoking. And smoke is really disturbs me now when someone else. So I had a suggestion, and they accepted it, that I'll have to stop smoking, and I'll become very nervous because of it. So this they accepted, but not all over the season, just for a part. So I smoked less, and
yeah.
I still smoked here. I still smoked, but I smoked less. There were some episodes that I didn't smoke.
Right.
The doctor told me that I must stop smoking.
Right. No, well, you weren't well. You weren't well. You had that collapse, and you were at the hospital, and
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everyone was so worried about you. They're so worried about you. You know, it's crazy because I'm on a Stiesel fan site, and I asked people where they were in the world, and it's unimaginable. They were coming back from Brazil, from China, from India. You know, people watching this show and understanding.
I know. You know, I must tell you, I sat in a coffee shop in Paris, and there were two women who came to me and asked me if I am an actor from Israel and if I play Stiesel. I told them yes. They were from Lebanon. There were two Muslim women from Lebanon that were in a vacation in Paris. They recognized me by, you know, by the eyes, they say, or by the voice. They weren't sure. It was astonishing, you know, because from Lebanon. I didn't know that they see it. That I know that they see it in the state, and then they watch it in London and many other places, as you said, in Brazil, in China. But and they say yes, and the Muslim, they loves it. They say they loves it because you know when it's religious people, it touches.
Has it made you more religious, the show, in any way?
No.
Made you re-examine your faith?
No. No, really not. No, 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 no. Because I would be in a mental hospital if each role would make me what it is. I would be a murderer, and I would be a religious, a king, and I would the opposite of king. I don't know what is it. And no. It's so. That's why it calls to play, you know, because it's such a pleasure to play some, to be there and not to be there really. You know. No.
I think people are always surprised how handsome you are when you take off all this stuff. They're like, wow, you know, because it's hidden there, but it's still in the eyes. It's still in the eyes.
Thank you so much. I was sure that people are disappointed when I take it off, and they say, "Oh, it's not so nice as we thought."
Not true. You know, because you've been entertaining since you were in the IDF, and you were in the entertainment troupe there.
Yes.
I'm letting my dog out of the room. One.
Of
second.
Course.
What kind of entertainment?
I would like to see him. What dog do you have? How old is he?
He is 11. Well, he's nearly 11.
Really?
Yeah, he's a Tibetan terrier called.
Oh, really?
I'll get him in a minute for you.
Yes, my dog is 7 years old.
Oh, really? Yeah. I saw. What's his name? Musmus, is it?
Momus. Where did you see it? Momus. Yes.
In an interview that you did when you said in lockdown you were taking the dog for a walk all the time.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's great. He's great.
What else did you do in lockdown? You do when you were in Lockport when we were all shut down? What were you doing?
I worked every day and very, very hard. First, we did this Stiesel that we were so afraid to do it. It was a very courageous thing to do because we were sure that it will stop in the middle because of this corona, because there are so many people there on the set and the actors can't be with their masks all the time because they have to play together. God kept us because it's Stiesel. And I used to do an entertainment program in TV weekly that it was for many, 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 many years.
Yeah, for the longest running show in Israel, yeah? The longest
Exactly. And we stopped before 15 years or something like this, 18 years we stopped it. And now they called us back for this time of Corona. And now we had time because everyone... So I did the both. I don't remember myself working so hard as in this corona period. That's what I do all the time. I woke up each morning very early and went to sleep very late and went to... There were some days that I was until noontime in Stiesel from 5 o'clock in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I did the show, the TV show. And
that's quite
tomorrow we have a show.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yes.
You didn't get to hang out with your family and play card games or nothing like that. So Dov, exhausted, worked his socks off during lockdown, if he was in fact wearing socks, and he was just about to describe family life in isolation when that other exhausting thing happened. The Wi-Fi left him. Don't you just love technology? I could sing for you all at this point, but thankfully, there isn't time because...
Can you see me now?
No, I can't see.
Oh, so
Hold on. No. Is that your cat? Is that your cat in the picture?
Yes. Yes, that's my cat. I have two cats and a dog.
And children? Probably. And children?
You've been in Tel Aviv probably, no?
Yeah, of course I have. Yes, of course. Yeah, I was meant to be there in May to come to the set when you were filming before. It was all planned with Dikla. And then, of course, you know, Corona. So no travel, no nothing.
Yes.
I'll come when you make season 4. That's what I'll do. She said I could be an extra.
You are most welcome.
Yeah, I have to wear a shaitel and everything. That's what I have to do. But I was saying you were in the IDF, in the entertainment. So you've been entertaining for many years. What kind of entertainment do you do when you're in the entertainment troupe?
It's you know, we are a group. It's something like Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
It used to be live, but now we don't do it. We do it live to tape. We are shooting it one day before we screen it. Tomorrow we shoot it.
Right.
And then tomorrow is Wednesday, and after it it's Thursday. At the Thursday they are screening it. Yes, and we do. And I enjoy it very much because we really was so many years together, and it was
you
so
know
fun.
You have your own rhythm. You understand each
exactly.
other.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Is there any role now? Is there any role now? Because, I mean, I don't know how you beat Shulim, but is there any role you haven't played that you would really love to play, a part that you...
I never have it, you know, that there is a role that I want to do Hamlet. No, generally, I want to work with actors. I want to work with this actor or with this director or with this... It happened so last years that really... I do things that I like them so much and that the audience like them too, because they are wonderful materials and wonderful stuff. And of course, Shulem is the highlight, Shulem Shtisel. Of course, it's the highlight of it. And I did another role. It was so good with the same director that does Shtisel. I did it 1.5 years ago. It's called The Conductor. Which I was the father of the conductor, and I was Alzheimer's sick, and it's
I really great. Want to see that. Dikla told me about it.
Those things, because it's great to do this rabbi and to do an Alzheimer's sick. I think it's much better than to do a karate kid or something like this. For me, you know.
Yeah.
It's better than to play in a karate movie or...
No, I can't see you doing
to
that.
Be myself, what you call.
Yeah. Do you have children?
No.
No.
No, because no, not yet. Not yet. I'm not ready yet for it. It's not yet.
You've but got animals.
I am still a child. I mean, how many children do you have?
One.
How old is he? He or she?
She's 13.
13 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I'm an old mum now. I'm old.
You are not old. You're young. Old? You're very young.
How old do you think?
You? More than 13, because your daughter is 13. So you must be 26 or 30. No, I don't know. You are
56.
No, really?
Yes. So okay. I can remember all the movies you can remember.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. 50.
You don't look so.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Don't look so, but that's nonsense, you know. Ages for our time, exactly. It's really. Where do you live in London?
I live in the suburb. Do you know London well?
Not very well. I know Paris better, but I know London a bit.
How? Why do you know Paris better?
Because I've been much more in Paris.
Right.
A lot, and I've been a few times in London.
Yeah.
Where do you live there?
I live. I'm about 15-20 minutes from the kind of center, so like it's suburby, but not like I can't think of an equivalent in Tel Aviv, but it's nice. It's not the hub, but it's fine. I tell you, because I think you did a few appearances when the Shtisel people all came, or did you go to New York?
To New York. I've been in New York, and I've been in America, in New York and in California, in Los Angeles, and in Canada, in Toronto. No, I didn't. I know that there was also events in London, but I haven't been in the events in London. No. I will come after the third season.
Yes, you must come. Oh, my goodness. Yes. What was it like, you know, when you worked with Richard Gere in Norman, in that film? Was that a good experience for you?
It was so easy and so good, because I had a few days of shooting, not a lot, and never early in the morning. And they took me with a very big car, there to the set, and they had a caravan, and it was so nice and so pleasant, and so I should have just inside and in the museum or in another place. And he and Richard Gere, because that time I smoked, and he tried to convince me to stop smoking, Because why do you smoke? I tell him, and then when he arrived to the premiere here to in Israel, I stopped before smoking. So I told him that I stopped. Oh, you said, oh, that's great. That's it. It's good I came to Israel to find that you stopped smoking. And it was a very, you know, just to shoot to Stiesel was a very, very hard work. It was a very, very, very hard part. Physically, it was really, really hard here now. In July and
in the heat, yes.
In August, in this heat, with this clothes, with this beard, with the glue, and with really, if I wouldn't love this role, this part very, very much, I wouldn't do. Never.
No.
Never do it. You know, and I told them after the first, I told them I'll never do it in the summer. So we had to do it, as you know, in May, April, we had to do it. And then came this corona, and this is emergency and things like this. So we shoot it now in July and in August. They tried to you know, they also I had also an air conditioned caravan and things. But anyway, it was very, very, very difficult.
Yeah, I know Dick Clark, I remember she was worried. She said but how worried she was for all of you to have to do it then. What do
you know, when I looked left, it was this sun and this heat and this humid. When I looked right, it was this corona here. But I was with Stiesel, so it was...
Yeah, and also they have to take care of you. You're a certain age, so they need to look after
exactly.
you.
Exactly,
exactly. Yeah.
So I heard yesterday that they interviewed, I forgot his name, you know, I heard him, he's 84 years old. I forgot the name of the actor who played the sergeant, if you mentioned Richard Gere before, in the Officer and the Gentleman. You remember the movie?
Right, yes, yes, yes.
There was this black African,
American
actor African actor. Yeah. He was great. He is great, and he's a great person. I forgot his name.
Rather than have you all struggle to think of the name of the actor, I know we all do that, he's talking about Louis Gossett Jr., who won the Oscar for playing Sergeant Emil Foley in An Officer and a Gentleman. Dov, over to you again.
He said something, he said that the world now is like a jumbo that is going to crash, and the people in the jumbo that is going to crash are fighting about who will sit in the business, who will sit
in the business class. It's true.
In the business class, yes.
No, that's so true. I hope it doesn't crash before we see season 3, because that would be horrible. That would be horrible.
But it's a very curious time, really, and it's a shocking time. We had really for 20 years or something like this a different world in a way, and I don't know if it's such in a boom, but it's maybe it was, we didn't see that it's coming there, but. It was a very interesting question what you asked before, that if I feel that, oh, why wasn't it like this when I was, but really not. It's a very, very good question, but as much as I think about it, it's not really, really, really not, because I don't think, why should I? I never say, why didn't I go this way? And not this way. It was good to go this way, because what would I know what would happen if I would go this way? Maybe I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
What you know? When I spoke with Matilda, I think at the season when we saw season one, because obviously season one was a long time for you ago. I met Michael Michaleloni, and
yes,
I know he got a lot of marriage proposals from people. But your character, have you had letters from women?
I got divorce offers proposing many, many, many. Women, I don't know, they proposed me divorcing.
That's it. I said, would you divorce me? A wife.
Would you divorce me?
Oh, bless. No, it was like, because every time you thought he needs meals, he needs to be fed. Do you like food? Are you a foodie in
Yes, very much. Very much, yes.
What's your favorite kind of food?
Oysters.
Really? That's
yes.
Not kosher.
No, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. Do you eat kosher?
No.
No.
No, I no, don't.
I sometimes.
But I like oysters.
You like oysters?
Yeah.
I love oysters. Yes. Yeah. Very much. So, what's your preferred food?
I love oysters are great. I love seafood. I do love
seafood. Yes.
I like Chateaubriand. You know Chateaubriand?
Yes, of course.
I love that. I love gazpacho. The cold soup, Spanish soup.
I know very well to make gazpacho.
Yeah.
Last time I did it.
You have Netflix at home.
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course.
There's a very good show called Somebody Feed Phil. Okay? Somebody Feed Phil.
And okay.
He's an American guy that wrote Everybody Loves Raymond. Cue the ad break and a plug for the previous episode of Bridget's Bagel with Phil Rosenthal.
Yes, his wife is an actor. She was the woman of the brother of Raymond.
His wife, yes.
His wife. You know that he asked me, I send him hello. Do you know him, the guy?
I spoke to him last week. Yeah, in fact, I'm emailing him today. I've been emailing him.
Tell him hello from me, because I talked with them, with him and with his not with him. I sent them another friend shooted me for to send them with the iPhone.
Yes.
Hello, Phil, and hello. I want to do a show that I'm going to eat all over the world, around the world.
Yeah.
Yes, I can do it with someone else that speaks English better than me. But I can speak half Hebrew, I think, with another one, and tell him I would love to go with him for 2 years around the world.
Will you be ready for a season 4, do you think, of Stephen?
Yes.
Hooray!
I will be ready. Yes. Very much, really. I hope. I hope so. But I want to do it abroad now.
Yes.
I want to do it maybe in London. Maybe in London. I'm going to search my son. He ran away, and I'm going to search him in London. And I come to you to see if you are riding him.
I will. We'll definitely do that. Definitely. We have a lot of galleries. He can paint here. He can go to art. It's fine. It's really fine. Did you keep anything from the Stiesel that's in your house? You know, any token that you like, one of the sandwiches that you make, maybe.
You know, they write it, the writers, they write exactly what I eat. They write exactly. You are talking now from the can, the sardines from the can, and they write it in everything. They just have to shoot what they write. And no, I didn't take anything. He does eat oysters. Surely. I know that he eats. After shooting, he eats oysters. No, there are things I really took some idioms that he speaks. You know, no, I said it sometime. Or what important is what important, I can say to someone when he asked me. So what's important in it? So I tell him what's important in what it, because he is a clever guy, Shulem. Very cynical, very tired, but in a way, he's clever.
Isn't it wonderful that you can listen to Dov here and now go and watch season 3 of Stiesel? No more waiting, anticipating. Just to recap on what you've just listened to, in case you didn't catch it all, Dov doesn't want to be in any karate films. I actually think he could pull it off if he tried. Phil Rosenthal's lovely wife, who Dov could not remember the name of, is Monica Horan, who played Amy in Everybody Loves Raymond. I sincerely hope the Stiesel writers listen to Dov and set the next season, season 4, in London. Akiva could go to St. Martin's Central School of Art and hide out at my house. And when Shulem comes looking for him, I could distract him by taking him for dinner at Rubin's on Baker Street for a salt beef sandwich. Later, I could take Dovale Glickman to Bentley's for oysters. Well, I mean, you wouldn't take Rabbi Shulim, would you? Oysters. You wouldn't put them in a bagel. Join me soon for more surprise fillings. I'm Bridget Grant, and this is my bagel.
Dunkin' bagel, smash in the coffee.